I am Vernon Joynes, and as we look at our Bibles, there are many, many subjects that are discussed in the Bible, and one of them is a miracle. And I'm reminded of the story that was told of a father asking his son what he learned in Sunday school one day. And the son said, "We learned about how Moses went behind enemy lines to rescue the Jews from the Egyptians, and Moses ordered the engineers to build a pontoon bridge. After the Israelites had crossed, he sent bombers back to blow up the bridge, and the Egyptian tanks that were following them." And then the father interrupted him and said, "Did your teacher really tell you that story like that?" He said, "No, but if I told you what he did say, you'd never believe it." Well, the story of Moses and the Israelites crossing the Red Sea certainly is amazing. And there are, of course, many stories like it in the Bible. Little Johnny will learn very soon of the day when the sun and the moon stood still at Joshua's command, and when an axe head floated for Elisha's benefit. And there will be the matter of 5,000 people who were fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Of course, intelligent readers on the verge of the 21st century, or at the beginning of it, are far too sophisticated to believe in actual miracles. With half an eye on skeptical friends and colleagues, they try to rationally explain away the miracles. Jesus was walking on a sandbank hidden in the sight of the apostles, you see. And in the dim light of the evening, they jumped to the conclusion that he was walking on the water. And scriptures are not literally inspired by the Spirit of God. They are instead the embellished accounts of adoring church members about their teacher and master, Jesus of Nazareth. I remember listening to a professor in a graduate school on this subject once, and the specific incident we were studying was the story of Elisha's axe rising like a cork on the surface of the water, 2 Kings 6, 1-6. And one bright student raised his hand and said, "Professor, when you say that this story is better understood as a metaphor for whatever spiritual lesson the writer wanted to draw for his readers, rather than taking it literally as if the axe head floated by magic?" I never forget what the professor said. "Jim, I start with the resurrection of Jesus. If I can accept that God raised Jesus from the dead, then I may as well accept all the claims of the miraculous power the Bible makes. I don't believe in magic or Santa Claus or your friendly neighborhood psyche, but I do believe in an incomparable God, the creator of heaven and earth, the father of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Not the least of his miracles is the mercy outrageous and absolute which he offers each of us. It was secured on a cross one afternoon in the vicinity of 2,000 years ago, and that is definitely a story you wouldn't believe unless you were told about it by God himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if God hadn't given his Son to prove his love in this way, there would be no hope of salvation for any of us."